few things to look at tonight, or what we started off last time, started off on concerning yielding to the leading of the Spirit. We started that last week. Concerning yielding to the Spirit of the Lord. Or concerning yielding to the leading of the Spirit. Yielding to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's all rise and say this was our Father. In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. As regards your leading, we are fully taught with clarity and simplicity. Our eyes behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself. He's glorified and we are edified. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at, like I said, concerning yielding to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Matthew 28. Just a brief look at a few things again today. And then dig it up from next week. Hallelujah. Just a few thoughts. Bringing in hope to a few other things. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 from verse 16. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, that word power there is the word authority, exclusive, has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore, and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Amen. So we took a marker there, where he says, lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah. And we said that is a very significant part of the gospel. Hallelujah. I am with you always. And I told us that any Christian or any gospel that points Jesus outside the believer is not the gospel of God. Hallelujah. Because the gospel is, I am with you. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. The gospel is that I am with you. Hallelujah. I am with you. And that is a consistent truth from the Genesis. Hallelujah. I am with you. God is found in his work. Hallelujah. And man, the new birth, is God's work. So God is found in his work. Hallelujah. In Genesis, quickly. In Genesis, so that you see that where you find such words, is I told us that Jesus wasn't inventing words. He was actually using the words of the prophet. Jesus was reading from the scriptures. So when he says, I am with you then, that will be Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. He says, verse 2. He says, and the seventh day, he said, God ended his work, which he made, and rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had made. This is that. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because in it he rested from all his work which he had created and made. You see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what happened? You find God resting in his work. Hallelujah. So, God will be found in his work. In chapter 2, that's in chapter 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 18, the Lord said, it's not good for a man to be alone. I will make him and help meet. You see that? That's a consistent truth. I will make him, that is, I will be an izzah to him. I will be an help to him. So God, if God is the helper, he will be found with man. You see that? He will be found with man. Glory to God. He will be found with man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is always found with his or in his work. God is found, man in his, God in his work. Hallelujah. A consistent truth. Glory to God. To the children of Israel, the Bible says he was with them in the wilderness. Hallelujah. It's a consistent truth you find from the Genesis. God will be found in that which he does. So if the gospel is now saying God is somewhere else, then it's not the gospel, because God will be found within his work. Hallelujah. So when Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always," is a fact of the gospel. In fact, I usually would say is a major fact of the gospel. Take that out of the gospel, we don't have a gospel. God found in us. That is very vital. Take that away from the gospel, we don't have a gospel. What's the good news? God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. And if you take it back to the scenario you have in the Old Testament books, what you will find there will be that when you use the word gospel, when he tells us to preach the gospel and it's not found with them, remember gospel is that Hebrew word that is used for a news of a war, right? Right? Victory in a war. So, and when if you go back to the story behind that word gospel, euangelion, you will discover that the king, the one who wins the war, will be found among those who is ruling. Did you see that? Amen. That is why it is a good news. He conquers a territory and is found in the territory. Hallelujah. He's found in the territory. So when you say this is good news, victory, right? God's victory over sin and death, God's victory, God will be found in his work. Hallelujah. He will find in his work. So you can say it's good news, it's gospel, and God isn't there. No, it can't be good news, it can't be gospel. Hallelujah. Gospel is God is there. So any doctrine that pushes God away from the believer, that points God outside the believer, is not the gospel. Always take note, it's not the gospel. It's an inconsistent gospel. Hope you're hearing me. It's inconsistent. Hallelujah. Let's say Mark. Mark 16. Mark 16 from verse 15. Then I said to them, go into all the world. Sorry, I'm there. And preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. They will take a serpent, and if they drink anything, they shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. Watch that. He was received up into heaven doesn't mean he's away. No. He was received up into heaven is a fact of scripture also. He was received up into heaven is a fact of his being with us. He was received up into heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven means he will be found in the supernatural. Hallelujah. That means he will be found in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Received up into heaven means where will he be found? In the spirit. Immaterial. Hope you're following me. Amen. Immaterial. He was there physically. Now he will be found in the spirit. Immaterial. And that's at the right hand of God. So when you use the word the right hand of God, then will be the same word or will be the same thing he explained in John 14. When he says, there where I am, there you will be also. You see that? Hallelujah. And sat at the right hand of God. Watch this, and they went forth and preached everywhere with the Lord walking with them. Did you see that? A major part. God walking with them. He's not showing someone who has left. No, he's showing that God is with them. Hallelujah. God is with them. God is with them. All their preachers are going to be. God is with them. God is with them. Hallelujah. John will say, whosoever sin ye forgive, are forgiven. John 20:23. Or chapter 22. He said, when he has said this thing, he blessed them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Isn't that? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Say, whosoever sins ye forgive, are forgiven. And whosoever ye refrain, I refrain. Now he's breathing. Look at this here. John says, Jesus breathes in. Or it says he brings in that fact, that work of God. It says, whosoever sins ye forgive. That is the preaching of the gospel. So the preaching of the gospel, when a man believes, his sins are forgiven him. That's why Luke will call the gospel of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Luke 24, verse 47. Hallelujah. Now when he uses that word, whosoever sins ye forgive, is forgiven him, is the work of God. Hallelujah. But he says that to his disciples. What does that tell you? He's telling you that in the preaching of the gospel, right, God is carrying out the task through the believer, yet showing you God with the believer. What are you following? Showing you God is with the believer.
God is with the believer all the time. All the time. God doesn't leave the believer. Amen. Amen.
I love a song by Saint Community Church. They say he never said goodbye.
The same Jesus is there. Hallelujah. And many times where people feel there was a departing away, it's because they are not taught properly. And the same thing too, when people think that the supernatural the supernatural is in the Old Testament alone. So they're not
possible.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in a supernatural world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, a fact of the gospel is that God is with us.
Is that God is with us. It's a fact of the gospel. God is with us. It's not a way. It's not, it's coming back again.
No.
Coming back from where? Did he leave? He went that way. How? What's that? Hey, the book of Luke, he said he was with us. He said the angel came and said, as you see him go, you will see him go. Angel.
Angel is learning from the believer.
What about when Luke said he was taken up into heaven?
Heaven there, what Luke is saying is that he will be found in the spirit. But yet he's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive with them, but he will be found in the spirit
with them. He will be found in them. That is the heaven. Hallelujah. He will be found in them.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What about the rapture? Hey. When we get there in the years to come, you understand it. That's what you have to happen before then. Don't worry, it will not happen.
Amen. Amen. What we get there. Well, that makes sense. Amen. Glory to God. Don't worry, sir. Don't stress your head. Glory to God.
Then I'm sorry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, very vital. God is with us. God is carrying out his tasks in the air through us. Hallelujah. And it's very vital. Very, very vital. So we are looking at yielding to the leading of the Spirit.
And then we said, when it comes to leading of the Spirit, it's not that topic in church where you think you're a master of. Even me, myself, I don't think I'm a master of it.
Hallelujah. We all keep need to remind ourselves again about the leading of the Spirit. How does God lead us? Hallelujah. Must keep reminding ourselves. Nobody can claim mastery of the leading of the Spirit. No. Hallelujah. So we keep reminding ourselves from scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep reminding ourselves from scriptures. So last week, we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. From verses 9. It says, I have not seen, yet have heard, yet have entered into the heart of man, so the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. He said, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the Spirit which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God. So now we've received, not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God,
that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. That means there are things that we have freely received from God. There are things in the new birth that we will have because we are born again. Freely given to us.
And I told us that one of those things we have, freely given to us, what we have, freely given to us in the new birth, is the Spirit. Hallelujah. We saw that last week. The Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. We have the Spirit of God.
We have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And
John chapter 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I know some friends with himself. Hallelujah. Shall have the light of life. If we place that John 8 with John 1, he says that he is
what?
What is light? And the light of one is the light of men. That is talking about the Word. Talking about Jesus. Say, in him is light, and the life is the light of men. And I say, he that follows me will not walk in darkness. Did you see that? Hallelujah. What is he showing you? That in the new birth, what we have received in the spirit, right, that we have, what we receive in the spirit that we have is direction. Because the word light there is a word for direction. Hallelujah. So we have received direction. We have the direction of the spirit. We have the leadings of the spirit in the new birth. Hallelujah. Very important. One of the things we've received in the spirit is direction. We have direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, the believer doesn't have direction issues. The believer doesn't have leading issues. How? Why? Because we have the Spirit of God. How long do we have the Spirit? The answer is forever. John chapter 14, verse 16. I'll pray the Father will give another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Hebrews 13, 5. Hebrews 13, 5, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that we may boldly say. This is that I will never leave you. So that means the believer will never stop having direction. The believer can never stop having direction. So the believer does not have direction issues. The believer will never stop having leading. The believer doesn't have leading issues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we get bad. When they say, I didn't obey the leading of the Spirit. Don't worry. You never have leading issues. God is not going to draw his leading forth. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We never lack direction. You say that to yourself, I never lack direction. You know, people get confused about life. No, I never lack direction. I always have direction. Hallelujah. You see, it doesn't matter what your state of mind is. Amen. Your words must be consistent with the word. Your word must be consistent with what God has said. Obey here. Things are not looking in the natural, but your word must never follow the natural. Your word must follow God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, I usually don't say I don't have an idea. No. And you guys don't say those words. I don't have an idea. I don't think I've ever used that word to anybody. I don't have an idea. No. I have ideas. Hallelujah. I have ideas. I have ideas. I don't run out of ideas. I have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I don't run out of ideas. I have ideas. Amen. Amen. Let us speak God's word. Treasure God's word above your feelings. Treasure God's word above your desire. Treasure God's word. Hallelujah. Treasure God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The leading of the Spirit. I told us. The believer has the leading of the Spirit. Always have the leading of the Spirit. Always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses says something that a man can, we have, see, listen. All of the leading of the Spirit. All of God's leading are you. All of God's leading. Amen. Are you a believer? All of God's leading. There's no leading going from the sky of God. Are you a believer? Deposited in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deposited in God. But the leadings are in the Spirit. Are in the Spirit. So we've got to receive those leadings in our mind. We say so, right? Right? Because you need your mind to follow God's leading. You need your mind. But they're in the Spirit. Glory to God. We'll get to that shortly. So we said, a man can have all of God's leading and yet not be able to recognize and to yield to it. You have it, but you cannot recognize it. And that becomes where there is the issue. Recognizing the leading. Recognizing the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And many times, the reason why people don't recognize the voice of God, the leadings of God, is because they have too many noises. They listen to too many noises. We said that last week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a seed. See, I don't envy us in our world. Especially this generation that they call the Gen Z generation. What is it? Too many distractions. Too many distractions. Sometimes I think of, it's a technology. In your, just you. You watch African Magic, Urban Epic, Yoruba Igbo Hausa, only you. Netflix, Xbox, Prime, Showmax, Showcase, Show Everything. You have just the distractions in the whole world. Hallelujah. Facebook, Instagram. Before you turn TikTok. Before you go here. Instablog. Before you go here. Just everywhere. The distraction is much. Facebook. Twitter. X. Where the X your life. What again? Just everywhere. The noise is too much. They have too many noise. Gist lovers. Gossip seekers. Everywhere. Well, I don't want to see anything again. Your phone just went for pam pam opera. Palliative. Let me see though. Your mind is distracted. Hallelujah. Noise. Those are noises. Hallelujah. Alright. Those years. I'm still part of this generation though. When I mean this generation, I'm still part of this world. But I remember those years when you don't get to watch TV. It is about 4 p.m. 5. Yeah. 4 p.m. 5. No TV station you can watch. You can't watch any TV station. By 4, you just see yellow, green, red, all those lines. They are rise. People could recite national anthem well. Yeah, people could recite it well. And then you watch cartoon news. By 10 p.m., 11, right, so people know when to sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. But today, there was nothing like phone. Then, like I said, there was nothing like phone. So the distraction was minimal. Very, very minimal distraction. But today, I have too many noise. Hallelujah. Your mind sometimes, you might be here, your mind is thinking of... This mind thinking of one thing you read 2 days ago. Trying to process it, another one is coming. Hallelujah. So there are too many noise. Hallelujah. Too many noise. But yet, in those too many noises, God's leading is one of the things you must pay attention to. God's voice, you must pay attention to it. Hallelujah. Another thing there is that where those noises go to, when you receive those noises, is in your mind where you also receive God's word. Did you see that? Hope you are seeing that. When you receive all those things, is in your mind where you receive God's word. Imagine where you are to receive God's word. Where you are to receive God's word. Let's get to this room. God's word. God's word is to be received. And inside that same room, you have Netflix, Prime, Sabinus, Brain Jotter, what is the other one that people listen to? Brother Shaggy, Pastor Remote. You just have to, I don't think that just you and God's word too is to be received in the same mind. Amen. Amen. Did you see that? So all those information. So that means there's a whole lot of work we have to do. Now we must be able to hear God's voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have that duty to silence all those foreign noise. You have to learn to silence them. Jesus walked into the house of Jairus. While he was at the house of Jairus, the Bible says as he went into the house of Jairus, he saw people that were wailing. Hallelujah. They were crying. What did they do? He put them out. Did that? He put them out. As a believer, you must learn to put out noise.
Hallelujah. Must learn to put out noise. He got to Lazarus's grave. When he got to Lazarus's grave, they told him that people were crying.
And he said, Lazarus is not dead, he's alive. And they started laughing at him.
People that were away laughed. Those are noises. You must learn to put them away. Hallelujah. Put them away. And it's very vital.
Very vital. So you have a duty to silence those voices. And how do you silence those voices? You reduce your access to them. Learn to reduce your access to them.
Hallelujah.
There are times that you want to watch something, but you say no. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to deal with that shortly. Hallelujah. Okay, hear me. You reduce it. Especially the media. Also, things invoke, trending things. Reduce it. Trending things, reduce it. See, for a believer, not every information is good for you to have. Not every information is good for you to have. Not every information. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A believer who wants to have all information is like a child who tries to put everything into his mouth.
Ah, you put everything.
Amen. Together.
No, there are some information you shouldn't have. You shouldn't even want to go for. Amen. You shouldn't even want to go for it.
And we want to go for it. You don't.
I know those headlines can be tempting. Hallelujah. I don't need it. I don't need it. Hallelujah. It's not everything you should go for. Not everything you should go for. Not everything is pleasant for you. So you must reduce your access to media. In a whole full year, how many times did you stay off media? Some people in a whole full year, they can't. I know someone, there was a time like that Facebook and Twitter and WhatsApp, they had downtime for about, I didn't even notice. So the next day, people were now saying, I just feel that I said something and it wasn't good, so I thought my data was finished. No hard feelings. But then the people are not talking about that. Did you know that Twitter and Facebook was down for hours? I said, woo, I didn't notice. And somebody said she almost died. Said there was nothing to press. There was nothing to check. Ah, people take away. I told someone today, I said, if I take away your phone, you will die. This is on the phone. Come on, do you want Facebook? If I seize your phone, you will die. A lot of people. Some people can't do without their phones. They can't.
They're always checking, browsing. Right, I'm browsing. I guess that is outdated now. I'm Facebooking. I'm just checking out something online. I guess that's outdated. But there, I'm browsing. I'm browsing. Well, what does that mean? The G has no box. No, it tells someone now the G has no box. So what are you saying? What do you mean by the G has no box?
The G has to box too. If not, it will be easy thing to no brand. It will be very simple. When the G box? GPRS.
A lot of people don't know that. Hallelujah. The G has got to box. That's browser. Amen. But it's not everything you should go for. Hope you're hearing me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's not every trend you must want to see. No. Not every trend you must want to see or want to get involved with. Hallelujah. 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 God's voice is God's voice. Did you say that last week?
God's voice will not change for anything. It's God's voice. God will keep speaking. God is, see, truth be told, God will keep speaking. You are the one to put out the noise.
I remember a story, and I'm going to tell the original version.
There's a fake version I listened to, and I said it to someone yesterday. A fake version.
Very thick. But let me give you the original version. This is the original version because I read it myself. And I can bring it out the way I read it. Amen.
Kenneth Hagin had a vision with the Lord.
And, you know, the Lord was talking to him. Amen. The Lord was talking to him. And there was this demon making noise. The noise was much. That Kenneth Hagin was not hearing the Lord speak. It was in a vision. So, he was looking up to God to do something. Was looking up to the Lord to do something about the situation. But he discovered that God wasn't doing nothing. That the Lord was doing nothing about it. Hope you hear me. The Lord was doing nothing about it. So the noise was much that he, as Kenneth Hagin, couldn't hear the Lord. Amen? Couldn't hear the Lord. So at that point, he was angry. So what he did was, he got on and spoke to the demon, saying, "Out in the name of Jesus." And the demon left, ran. In fact, he described the way the demon ran as he ran nothing and left. He ran. Then he looked up to the Lord again and said, "I was expecting you to do something." And the Lord, you know, while that was happening, the Lord kept talking, but he wasn't hearing. Amen. Until he did something. So when he asked the Lord, "I was expecting you to do something," and Lord responded to him and said, "I won't do anything if you don't do." Do you see that? I can't do anything except you do. Amen. Amen. And he was saying that based on the believer's authority. That the authority is with the believer. That God will do nothing except the believer act on his authority. Hallelujah. Now, put that one side and let's bring it to our teaching today. Kenneth Hagin had to respond to the noise. He had to put out the noise for him to be able to hear the Lord. Amen. And that is our task every day in our world. We must make sure we put out the noise. We have that responsibility to ensure that we put out the noise. Always. Always put out the noise. It's not even always. Always put it out. You put it out, see. Let's take a hit on that. Let's take a hit on that. I feel led to say a bit on it. So how do we put out the noise? Hallelujah. How do we put out the noise? And you know, that's what we have too often in the epistles. How to put out the noise. Stay around spiritual things. Always. Is it, look at the time you spend on other things. No. Reduce it. And how do you reduce it? Stay more on spiritual things. Hallelujah. Stay more on spiritual things. Paul will say, praying always. Praying always. So I could say that those are spiritual activities. Praying always. Hallelujah. While I spend my time on knowing this, I must learn to pray always. Pray always. Stay with the Word always. Stay with the Word always. See, the believer that doesn't stay on God's Word always, the believer that doesn't trust God's Word. Because what you trust, you stay with. Okay, that way. What you trust, you stay with. What you trust, you stay with. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. You give yourself to God's word. The psalmist will say, "The Lord, your word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart." You must learn to have God's word on your lips. Keep God's word in your heart the more. Hallelujah. Learn to keep God's word. Spend time around spiritual activities. Spend time around spiritual activities. We have those instructions in the epistles. Spend more time on God's word. Spend more time listening to messages. Not many times on social media. Not several times gisting. Not several times chatting. Not several times on TikTok. Some people can spend 10 hours on TikTok without knowing. How many can spend 3 hours watching praying chapter without knowing? Watching subtitles without knowing? And these things are not adding anything to you spiritually. These things are only increasing the noises you are taking in. How many are you? So let's put out this. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. Hallelujah. Let's put it out. You put out strange noises. strange voices. You put out the noises, put out strange voices.
Hallelujah. Obey Aaron.
Obey Aaron. But sir, too many people are doing these things. Several people are always online. You know, today in our world, if you are not online, you are not on. I'm not telling you going online is a sin. Amen. But you know, if you are not always online, some people get angry. I've had somebody get angry with me for not always being online. Always online. I said, I have time for myself. However, we get so much online that we can be four inside the room and we're not talking to ourselves for hours. And we are all online. People are no longer interacting with themselves. They're not interacting online.
Four people in the room.
And for hours, we are just a person at home. Online. And we're talking to people, but we're not talking to ourselves. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But to interact with one another is not online. So now some people are not trying to drag the church online. No, the church is physical. No matter how the madness is in the world, we won't bring it to the church. We won't bring it to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, a lot of people are doing this. Sir. What is in vogue? Amen. I told you. See, some people use this familiar tune. The voice of the people is the voice of God. They have to use that adage. They say, the voice of the people. The voice of the people have never been the voice of God. We saw that, right? Number 13. Moses sent 12 spies into the land to spy the land. They came back. 10 had the wrong report. 2 had the right report. Joshua and Caleb. 10 had the 10 is popular opinion. Right? Popular opinion. Everybody said, we are big. Those guys are big for us. But you know what? God's word is God's word. Hallelujah. Say, the voice of the people is the voice of God. It's not true.
Not true.
Amen. The voice of the people has never been the voice of God. It's not the voice of God.
Then, what is God's voice? God's voice is God's voice. Amen. Amen. God's voice is God's voice. God's voice is God's voice. If the popular opinion carries God's voice, that is God's voice. If they are talking nonsense, it's not God's voice. God's voice is God's voice. Hallelujah. You can have the minorities talk nonsense. But to tell me that the voice of people is the voice of God always is a lie. God's voice is God's voice. Whether popular or non-popular, God's voice is God's voice.
Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's voice is God's voice. Who knows a popular opinion? No. No. In fact, many times popular opinion is usually wrong. Because popular opinion is always born out of man's emotion. Born out of man's own personal desire. Selfish desire.
Amen. So
this
usually doesn't reflect God's voice. Doesn't reflect God's leading.
Hope I hear me. Hope I hear me. God's voice is God's voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory. So, God's voice, God's leading, and God's word agree. Agree. Look at Joshua and Caleb. What they came with was not the problem. No. They saw what the other 10 saw. Didn't they see the things they saw? But those other 10 saw the sons of Anak. Big men, we are like bread for them. But Joshua and Caleb, when they went there, they saw. But rather than looking at what they see, they stay with God's word. Stay with God's leading. What is God's leading? What God spoke concerning the land to them. Hallelujah. Remember, God's voice, God's leading,
and God's word agree. Hallelujah. They agree. Hallelujah.
So the question I told us last week is, how does God lead your local church?
Hallelujah.
How does God lead your local church? God was leading them as a local church, as a church to be online.
Hallelujah.
They had a direction. And then God said he will subdue the nations before them. So that means any nation you see, no matter how high or how low they are, I will stay with God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To have a personal leading outside God's word is called rebellion. That was what happened to the church. That was what happened to them in Numbers 14. They were called rebellious for turning back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how God is leading the local church is how God is leading us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So how God leads you personally, and I need to stress this.
Hallelujah. I heard someone, a dear sister, say the way God leads you personally, say God leads you personally as though you are the only one in the world. No. No. Amen. Say God leads as a church, leads us together, but personally leads us as though you are the only one in the world. No.
Hallelujah. Amen. No. In our personal living, when God deals with us personally, He can never lead you in such a way that it will conflict how He's leading your local church. Hallelujah. What are you following me? Especially the local church like yours, like us, that recognizes and follows the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So God cannot lead you contrary to how He's leading your local church. That is, I told us last week that is a searchlight you must place. A searchlight. It's a searchlight. It's a searchlight. You see, God gives you men to lead you. God gives you men. God gives you men to lead you. To lead you. To lead you. To lead you. Hallelujah. When Paul was speaking to Timothy, he said, charge them. Charge them. That day. That day. I mean, charge them who are rich in this world. You see that? He's giving them a direction through teaching. You see that? Hallelujah. So the leadership in the local church is to lead you. It's to lead you. It's to lead you. Hallelujah. The leadership of the local church is to lead you. God has set it that way. To lead. The leadership. That is leadership. Because their role is to lead you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God leads us. You know when you read Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the sea water. He shepherds the role of God as a shepherd. And how does God shepherd us? Through His men. Through the local church. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we hear the word pastor is the word poimen, a shepherd. So God carries out His role as a shepherd towards us through the local church. God shepherds us through the local church. He shepherds us through the local church. So any need is contrary. No matter how pastor, if somebody gave me a word and it is different from how the Lord is leading your local church, if it is different from, if it is putting you at contrast with your local church, that is not from God. You can easily point a searchlight on it. This is from the devil. Hallelujah. Over here, baby. Over here, baby. You are bigger than them. You are bigger than them. There is a leap and there is a step. There is a step in that you step into like a spring. You will bounce. Like a spring. You will bounce. And when you bounce, it will be like the eagle. When it set up its wings, yeah, and you fly and fly high. You fly and fly high. And you fly above them. Oh, shit. Continue. Wings. Super eagles, are they? Wings. You like a spring, you bounce. You will jump and leap. And then you will spread. You will spread out. You will spread out. Hallelujah. Come on, leading you in contrast to the church. Okay, everything. In conflict with the church. Be careful of it. Because little by little, that innocent brother that you are, that you come to church, you claim to the next thing, begin to carry shoulder back. Spiritual shoulder back. What is in your head? I will bounce. It's like a spring. It's stepping. It's stepping. So your step too changes. It's stepping. I will bounce. And spread. So your hand is spreading. The God will know it. You that used to follow people up, they're not following you up. In fact, they begin to follow you up and down. So you finally will lose you. Will not lose you. May my faithfulness never be in the past. Hallelujah. I say it always. I never said that in the past. But it's deep. I don't talk about it in the past. I always talk about it in the present continuous.
Hallelujah. In the present continuous. I'm healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The zeal of the Lord has shut up in my bones. Amen. Amen. So be careful.
Be careful. Hear that? Amen. Be careful. And then 7 seats. Are people giving me?
Let me use it like this because I can't call it this now. Are people giving me rema? That would have made me leave pastoring. Yes. I tell you the amount. Words that you would dream about. So I was giving me word one day that I said, oh, you're not. And then most of you were very small. Most of you were small. Like sometimes when I go through some of those scriptures, I see some of us how young. You just be smiling. So I would have left all this. I was just looking at one picture and I saw a kid chicken. Very young. Carry Bible with one hand as well. I fought you. You will see the way he gets his happy year. He's saved for the future. Very good, that's it. I don't fool you. And by then you have disciples that are following you. I'll make sure I fought you when you will see it. Amen. Just put it. Very young guy. You know that. Very young.
I know he doesn't have the picture. I have one picture where I saw Abel on Jellicoe. I said, Jellicoe. Says I'm saving it for the years to come.
And the pictures that are eternal. They are eternal.
I'm dropping them.
I'm dropping them. It's like it's a
photo museum for me. Now look, I'm just mad. Even I does not wear suit. I saw him on one suit. I said, I have a video. Of it. I said,
it will happen. Amen. I have a picture to where man of God was on Jellicoe. Who is Jellicoe? It was like that of a Cyril Ronaldo.
No, I don't have any picture you can hold me to.
I don't know where you went. I don't know where you went. Okay,
bring it up.
I have several
followers. I have one, two of three. And this is, I have one of these. I've been on Jellicoe before.
I'm going to check it out there with Jellicoe. Then you will forget. You will forget. Oh, he was wearing Nigerian flag. Was wearing Nigerian cap. Was standing like a man of God. Man of God. How do you think? Quietly preserved.
And I'm waiting for Kobe the day. He would by mistake bleach his face. And then I'll just bring out the charcoal color.
Paint with the Holy Ghost. Yes, I have it. So my question is, how would I have left this guy and go for people who were working class who would be sowing seeds? You know, I saw it. I had decisions here. I had privileges. I had open access to people. Open access to people. Now, just let me turn all over my head. Just turn to one cell group. I just said this is the work. Not because of anything. I just felt no, I was called.
I was called and I knew the specification. I knew what the Lord told me. Amen. So I had to hold on to it. I had to.
Think it is. No, but I had to. It's commitment and faithfulness. Hallelujah.
It is.
So, I get annoyed when people come and tell me, sir, I'm bigger than this. It's a word I receive. From where? Baba Lam. Go. Go and be bigger than this.
Hallelujah. But that's the local church. God lives off in the local church. Amen. He leads us here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we must treasure the local church. We must treasure the leadership of the local church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's it. Something else I need to show us. So many times, when it comes to the leading of the spirit, like I said, I'm going to grab some of ministry. Several times, when it comes to the leading of the spirit, several people think leading of the spirit also hearing God's voice. The leading of the spirit, they have a spectacular mindset. They want to see something spectacular. I was like, that has happened to me. I was thinking, how about your sick kid? Well, I have such experience too once. If you're going to hear God, speak to my ears. God, don't speak to my heart, speak to my ears. Just not under the shape. Let the fire just do. I know it's good. Some people now throw it, please, the first call. The first thing that calls me is God. Some people do that, and I've warned you. So, like I told you, I'm taking it from those other teachings we had last year, right? Right? And what we want to do is just to add up some things that we'll look at next year. Now, are we adding up just throwing places like the first call I will get? First call, it will be a sister. God, if it is Sister Diwa that calls me, I know that is Sister God. And lo and behold,
hold up, everything went down.
What happened? Okay. So, it is Sister Diwa that calls me. Then that means Sister Diwa is God's leading. And lo and behold, early in the morning is Sister D.Y. that calls you. And early in the morning is Sister D.Y. that calls you. That means saying, this is the Lord that is leading you. Not only the Lord that is leading you. Amen. Because you are trying to throw in sleep. You are trying to put God. You don't know that is not the leading of God. Hallelujah. Those are then, I've never heard God speak before. I've never heard God. Let God talk to me.
Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? God's leading is simple.
God's leading is simple. And it leads us simply first through the written word. It leads us via the written word. Via the written word. Hallelujah. He leads us via the written word. So I have in my notes, the scripture shows us the leading of the spirit in a simple way. In a simple way. So God's word properly talks is God's voice. Amen. God's word properly talks is God's voice.
When you speak God's word properly, that is God's voice. Hallelujah. It's God's voice. God's word properly talks is God's voice.
That is why you must pride in proper interpretation of scriptures. I say that to us over and again. Look at Hebrews 1:1. It says, at sundry times, and in divers manners, God spoke in time past to the prophets, and in time past to the fathers through the prophets. This is God. So that means the fathers, right, receive direction from God's spirit through the prophet. And in this last day that spoken to us in his son. And what do we have those? The word through the prophet in his son, they are written for us. So the written word is God's direction. Hope you hear me. The written word is God's direction. The psalm is to say in Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. It said, the word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Is a lamp unto my feet. A light unto my path. It shows direction. God's word is God's direction. God's word is God's leading. Hallelujah. So So the scripture is God leading us. Hallelujah. The scripture is God leading us. So I must treasure God's word. Are you hearing me now? I must do what? I must treasure God's word. So a believer who says he hasn't heard God or doesn't know God's direction, a believer who doesn't read the scriptures, who doesn't understand what the scriptures is. The scripture is God's direction. The scripture is God's voice. The scripture is God speaking to me. Hallelujah. So the scriptures is God speaking to me. The scriptures is God's direction. It's God's leading for me for the now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God leads us in a simple way. Hallelujah. But the problem with many people several times is that they are looking for spectacular. Maybe they want to breathe. They are a little more spectacular. But you know what? The leading of the Spirit is not always spectacular, but spiritual. Hallelujah. He leads us in a simple way, and that leading is absolute. His voice is absolute. 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 In a simple way. God leads us in a simple way. God leads us in a simple way. He leads us in a simple way. Amen. I will get into something today and we'll pick it up from here next week. Hallelujah. But I'll get into this. Now, next week and up, I will begin to talk about how to yield. Hallelujah. How to yield. He also leads us through fellow believers. Like I told you, it's not a habit. He leads us through fellow believers. Hallelujah. True fellow believers. And how he leads us through fellow believers several times can be through simple things. Simple things. Simple ways. But some of us have this, we want to see genge. We want to wait till Holy Ghost meeting. Thus says the Lord. We just want genge style. What do I do? Wear white robe. And tell you, go and take your bed on top of fire. And they say, lead in the spirit. Or some people want, before they say spirit, they say, he wants to prophesy that. He just wants something out of the blue. It's nonsense. Oh. So, if that doesn't happen, God is not leading you. No! No! See, I told you all of the leading of the spirit is in the believer. Or is spiritual, right? And is in the believer. So that means the believer, listen, the fellow believer too is spiritual. The problem is that many times we don't see believers in their place. Put it like this, we don't see believers in their office. Every believer is spiritual. You must understand that fact. Every believer is spiritual. So that's why I always say to us, address the believer from his standpoint in Christ. So that you'll be able to receive him. Don't get too familiar. See, familiarity can cost you a whole lot. It can cost you living. It can cost you. Because you get too familiar that you forsake the spiritual. You get too familiar. And you begin to dishonor. No! See, dishonor doesn't want unto you. See, to dishonor doesn't mean you must not tell the person you are mad. No. Dishonor can just be you not seeing the person in his office. That is dishonor. Amen. That is dishonor. See that person in his office. What is his office? He is spiritual. Amen. He is spiritual. That is honor itself. That's honor itself. I don't know. I'm going to dwell on this a bit more next time.
That is hollow itself. The believer is spiritual. He is spiritual. You will see that believer in that office. I'm spiritual. She's spiritual. Hallelujah.
If you see that believer in that office, then you'll be able to receive from that believer at all times. He's spiritual. If he's spiritual, that means he can easily flow with the Spirit. Hallelujah. In fact, he can even flow with the Spirit without him even knowing. Because he's spiritual. Oh, yeah, follow me. Amen. Amen. That's how it is. A believer can even flow with the Spirit without him knowing he's flowing with the Spirit.
He can.
So, and that is why you must always value that relationship. You must always value that relationship. Don't look for a genge moment. Until you see me on shoes, they say, man of God, or your professor.
It can just be on normal talk. Maybe you're not talking about Chelsea and Man, but whenever you are with a believer, a fellow believer, you must be alert. You must be alert to know where he has switched. Even if he says, I don't know. But you should be alert to know all this from the Spirit of God. Even if he says, he might not even know. Might not be talking. But you know, he has switched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you must be alert.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So we said, severally, it can even be within simple conversations.
With fellow believers. Simple conversations. Simple. Simple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why as a believer, you must always treasure supernatural relationships. Always treasure supernatural relationships. Which you have with fellow believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because God can lead you through His or her words. Even if you are just joking, God can lead you with that joke. God can lead you. But you will be able to discern this is the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The person doesn't, does not, you know, sometimes it can be joking, and then you might just keep a straight face.
Now the Spirit of God is saying,
yeah.
That can happen, and it might not, and it will not be wrong, right? That can happen.
Where both of you are just talking, and then the person says, no, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me to tell you this. That can happen, right? Right? Among believers. But also too, you can still be in that joke level, and then you are receiving from the person. And it's a joke level. But you are no longer in the joke. Hallelujah. This is the Spirit of God speaking now. God is still in the joke. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. So you must be ready, you must know how to receive from the believers. From your relationship with believers. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are in relationship with fellow believers.
Don't always see the letter relationship. I can't do without you. Stop that nonsense sometimes. In that your joke, you can still receive from the person. Hallelujah.
You can have time when you can receive. From Job, from faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must learn how to take advantage of our relationship with fellow believers. To hear God speak to us. Hallelujah. Therefore, I become wary of believers who say they just want to be alone. No, you can't be a believer and want to be alone. No association. I'm going to deal with this association thing. Hallelujah. It can't be of God.
There's no association. It's not of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's not of God. Why?
You are born again into a family. you are born again into relationship. Relationship is God. It's God. Serve God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can miss the leading of God's Spirit by not being in relationship. You can. You can. Being in proper relationship. Relationship with believers. When I mean relationship, like
supernatural relationship. Not the word kind of relationship. Hope you hear me.
Yeah? And then you receive from the person. You can. We'll deal with all this next week. I will go a bit deeper. Hallelujah. You should be able to. You should be able to. God leads us in simple ways. I say, in simple ways. In simple ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take note, in all this, we say there's a searchlight, right? The searchlight to the leading is that he would always lead you, right, in line with the local church and with the written word. With the written word. Outside this, it will call opposition, right? Right? Hallelujah. Learn something tonight. Learn something tonight.